When it comes down to it, it is fuzzy, and when your vow do accept a new shipment, if new shipment was wrong in her interpretation, then it's being corrected, or it should be corrected. If she's right, then I'm sure that there'll be some limitations, but if she is wrong, then just like any other public official who is incorrect in what they state, or if it's too late or a later date that they were incorrect, and if that wasn't the correct procedure, and I have to think that it isn't a correct procedure, and I have legal advice to say it's not a correct procedure, then it should be corrected. With no disrespect to legal, I don't have a disrespect to legal, but if they're doing something that is contrary to the law, it should be corrected. Period.
I'm not going to argue with you on that, and I don't think that you have any disrespect to legal.
No.
My point was, as you just made, that if Mrs. Chipman gave a conclusion that wasn't proper in a gray area of the law, then that should be corrected. But I don't think that in the meantime, DECO should be punished for what seems to be the main issue here. They tried to be upfront, we taped Mrs. Pittman, we defined our plan specifically. Our intent was to stay within the bounds of the law, not to break the law. And it seems that DECO is being punished for trying to do everything they could to make sure that these campaign contributions were funneled properly.
If you have to understand that that's not our fault. There are a lot of people who are incorrectly punished. I know that the media, like myself, I'm punished every week in the afternoon.
I wouldn't argue that point. I just, because, you know, you sometimes receive unjust publicity. Right now it seems that me as a DECO employee, I feel that DECO is receiving unjust publicity for trying to avoid what's happening right now.
I think that the infantry, and where the unpleasant part comes in, perhaps is the perception that those people who were involved in making the agreement, or who were in, and maybe were just witness to the questioning, have been involved in other things that have drawn public attention to you.
That could be.
That's what I think they're saying. Thank you very much. Thank you. Anyone else? If not, this public hearing part is closed. Is there anything any committee members wish to discuss?
Just a question, Mr. Chairman, with regard to our next meeting.
As I mentioned, COVID-19 next week only if we meet for meeting in person to act on committee council. If we have to have a meeting next week, we could, from my standpoint, we could meet in Juneau on Monday and possibly on Tuesday and Anchorage on Wednesday or Tokyo on Thursday.
You could tell us in Tokyo, fine, on Thursday. I'll be available in Tokyo on Tuesday. That's
my committee.
The rest of them are out of my particular time.